The Israel Report with Rolien Marks.
Wow, are we looking forward to chatting to you today, Rolien Marks. Good afternoon to you. Thank you for being with us, and I really mean it.
You might want to, I don't know, put your hard hat on, buckle your seatbelt, pour yourself a glass of something. This is going to be a bumpy ride. Where do we begin? Where do we begin?
You have to unpack what this deadlock means.
Let's take a look at where we are at the moment. We are 88% of the votes. Quite a low voter turnout yesterday, only about 67% people. But wow, what a result we have. We still have no clear majority, but the fight is on. I tell you, the parties are jostling to remove the incumbent. So let's take a look at where we are, who performed, we know. Got the Netanyahu block at 59. The guy they thought who would be the kingmaker, Naftali Bennett. And here we see that both Bennett and Gideon Sa'ar tipped to be the possible successor to Netanyahu should he have stayed in Likud. Their right-wing parties didn't perform as well as expected as the polls, with an estimated 7 seats each. And it's unlikely that the seat allocation is going to change. Has moved the new possible kingmaker is Mansour Abbas. He is the head of the Ra'am party, an Arab party. And whereas before it was thought he would go with Netanyahu, he got ruled out going with Lapid. So he could go either way. Perfected is Yisrael Biteinu underneath Avigdor Lieberman. Avigdor Lieberman, who is now urging other party leaders in the opponent bloc of Netanyahu to put forward a law disqualifying Netanyahu and any other criminal defendants from forming government. So this is the gloves are off, Simon, I tell you. This is why we have to buckle up. Also performing Perfected is the blue and white under Benny Gantz.
Benny Gantz. And according to the law at the moment, is because we have no clear majority, and if no coalition can be decided on, and because we still have the basic law was put into place last year, still in place, which signaled the deal between Netanyahu and Gantz for rotation, if we cannot form a coalition, and a coalition is not formed by the 17th of November, Benny Gantz becomes our next prime minister. But it's it is fascinating to see the horseplay that's happening. Coupled with that, we had an announcement from Shas earlier on that they are prepared to go with the Arab bloc.
Wow.
So we've definitely got, we've definitely got maneuverings that we couldn't have predicted. We thought this would be, you know, pretty much a deadlock, same result, but the fight is on. The opponent bloc or the opposition bloc to Netanyahu want to do as much as they can to push him out.